from NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Andrea Seabrook is on assignment. The two men on the newly minted Democratic ticket took their first public bow today. Barack Obama introduced Senator Joe Biden as his running mate to a cheering throng in Springfield, Illinois.
Joe Biden is that rare mix. For decades, he's brought change to Washington, but Washington hasn't changed him. He's an expert on foreign policy whose heart and values are firmly rooted in the middle class. He's stared down dictators and spoken out for American cops and firefighters. He is uniquely suited to be my partner as we work to put our country back on track.
Joe Biden echoed that theme, drawing on his 36 years of service in the U.S. Senate.
I have never in my life seen Washington so broken. I've never seen so many dreams denied and so many decisions deferred by politicians who are trying like the devil to escape their responsibility and accountability. But ladies and gentlemen, the reckoning is now. And the reality is that we must answer the call or we will risk the harshest version and verdict of history. These times call for a total change in Washington's worldview. These times require more than a good soldier. They require a wise leader.
NPR's Ina Jaffe is in Springfield. Ina, thanks for being with us. And would you set the scene for us, please?
Sure, Jackie. You know, there were 35,000 people here in this hot, sticky weather, and they're all holding up the newly printed signs that say Obama, Biden. It was held in front of the old state capitol, which is a venerable, weathered stone building where Obama declared his candidacy in February, 19 months ago. And there's some symbolism involved here, because this is where Abraham Lincoln delivered his House Divided Cannot Stand speech. And that fit in with Obama's theme of working across party lines and healing the nation's cultural divides.
So this was Barack Obama's chance to explain his choice, a choice that surprised some. What did he want people to know about his new running mate, Joe Biden?
Well, as you said, Biden's been in the Senate for more than 30 years, so he has a lot of accomplishments to talk about, and Obama listed some of them. The biggest ones were in the foreign policy area. He's the chair of the Foreign Relations Committee. And perhaps to show that Republicans don't have a monopoly on tough talk, Obama told the story of Biden staring down Slobodan Milosevic and calling him a war criminal to his face, as well as working for policies to end violence in the Balkans, and also Biden's strong opposition to the policies of the Bush administration in Iraq. But he really wanted people to know about the character of Joe Biden, that he's a committed Catholic, that he comes from working class roots in the swing state of Pennsylvania, where he was born. And remember, white working class voters are a voting bloc that won more for Hillary Clinton during the primaries. And he also told the story about a really rather painful story about the death of Biden's wife and daughter in a car accident when Biden was just 30 years old.
You know, tragedy tests us. It tests our fortitude and it tests our faith. And here's how Joe Biden responded. He never moved to Washington. Instead, night after night, week after week, year after year, he returned home to Wilmington on a lonely Amtrak train when his Senate business was done. He raised his voice.
And when Senator Biden took the mic, Ina, he really talked very little about himself.
This event really was the two men giving each other's biographies. And if you've heard any Barack Obama speech, you've probably heard most of what Joe Biden had to say about him in terms of his personal history. Perhaps his most memorable line in this regard, when he described him, though, he talked about Obama's courage and said, "This man is a clear-eyed pragmatist that'll get the job done." One other thing he was doing was showing off his own abilities in one of the key roles of a vice presidential candidate, which is to be the attack dog who can go after the opposition while the top of the ticket remains above the fray. So here's what he said about John McCain, comparing his situation to the average American's.
Ladies and gentlemen, your kitchen table's like mine. You sit there at night after you put the kids to bed, and you talk. And you talk about what you need. You talk about how much you're worried about being able to pay the bills. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's not a worry John McCain has to worry about. It's a pretty hard experience. He'll have to figure out which of the seven kitchen tables to sit at.
You know, Jackie, in case anyone's missed this story, it's a reference to McCain being unable to answer a reporter's question about how many homes he and his heiress wife own. The Obama campaign says it's seven, though some news organizations say it's more than that.
But aren't Joe Biden and John McCain friends in their, from their many years in politics together?
Yeah, they are, and Biden acknowledges, but he also said McCain gave in to the right wing of his party when he began running for president, and then he's yielded to the, quote, swift boat politics he once deplored.
NPR's Ina Jaffe from Springfield, Illinois, the state capital. Thanks very much for being with us, Ina.
You're welcome.